She is probably the most well-known Native American woman in our country's history, a lady vital to the success of an incredible journey two centuries ago. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Production Services. Always read and follow label directions.
As David Borlaug explains, our knowledge of Sacagawea began when Lewis and Clark encountered her husband, Toussaint Charbonneau, at Fort Mandan on their journey to explore the West.
From the journals we know, they were not overly impressed with Charbonneau, but they did take note of his two Shoshone wives. And most historians do believe that Sacagawea was born among the Shoshone. They knew they would need to be trading with the Shoshone for horses. And so that was something they saw early on of value.
Sacagawea performed many important tasks in guiding the group, and when she did negotiate for horses, she received an unexpected gift.
While she was interpreting with the Shoshone chief to trade for horses, the realization struck that she was talking to her long-lost brother.
By the end of the journey, Lewis and Clark realized Charbonneau's wife may have been more valuable to the journey than most others on the expedition.
Charbonneau is who was hired. He was who got paid. But as William Clark wrote at the end of the expedition, it was a tragedy that they could not pay Sacagawea for all the services that she rendered. Clearly, she was viewed as an integral, valuable part of the expedition.
When Lewis and Clark traveled back to St. Louis in 1806, Sacagawea, her husband and child, remained where they had begun their trip. Sacagawea is believed to have died at about the age of 25. Yet her young life greatly impacted one of the most famous journeys in the nation's history. Traveling the Countryside at Fort Mandan, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.